Because we're dealing with a series of abstracts. Why do you think it's such a drama when the hearings are held on any particular case and the lawyers make their presentations? We know that no law is going to be applied. They're going to use some stupid precedent, and then they're going to make a new law. 844-527-8723 is my telephone number. Rod Dreher, this is going to be like the Battle of Minas Trith. You know that, right? Wonder where she is today. I thought about writing a little piece assessing Justice Kennedy's legacy. Of course, if you missed the news, Justice Anthony Kennedy, a Reagan nominee, a Reagan appointee, is retiring. Was he Reagan? Pretty sure he was Reagan. See, Bush appointed the two traitors, Breyer and, well, no, Bush appointed Thomas. Okay, hold on. Thomas, Breyer. Who do we get instead of Robert Bork? I believe it was Anthony Kennedy. I would say it was Kennedy. If you favor gay marriage, you owe him. Writes this particular author. Starting with the majority opinion in Casey. Now, if you don't know, folks, Casey versus United States or Casey versus Pennsylvania? I think it's Casey versus, it might have been Casey versus Planned Parenthood. Casey was the then governor of Pennsylvania. He might have been the last pro-life Democrat to ever draw breath. And Casey, the case was about a limitation on abortion in Pennsylvania. And the governor, Governor Casey, was, I believe I had this case right, Governor Casey was a proponent of it and ordered his attorney general to defend the case. Or maybe he was the attorney general at the time. I'm trying to remember. It was back in like 1992, 1992, I think. And this case turned on. Now, this was a chance that Republican appointees. Now remember, 2 days ago I was talking. And so I had it right. It's Planned Parenthood versus Casey. So Planned Parenthood versus Casey. See, you see how to do the steel trap. I don't remember wedding anniversaries and important things, but I can remember Supreme Court justice cases. You give me a trivial. They gave me the right 5 subjects on Jeopardy. I'd walk out of there with $100,000. The channel would be funded for a year, maybe for a decade. I'd have to have the right 5 categories on Jeopardy. You know, if one of the categories was B and G. BGs. Let me get back to this. So in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the Supreme Court had a chance. Now, 2 days ago, I was telling you that I basically got kicked out of being invited to speak at pro-life groups. They don't want to hear from me. Why? Because I don't play their stupid game with the Republican Party in politics. I don't care how many times you go to this well, you're always going to be disappointed. We have to change hearts and minds. You gotta convert people to the faith, and those that won't be converted needs to be made known to them the error, sinful error of their ways, and how they are